on meeting Adam in the afterlife. We mumble and seem somewhat hard of hearing. Whatever you've been saying, I say, what? Whatever I've been saying, you say, pardon? Bodily limitations undercut the wit we might no longer need to mutter if Michael let us burgle Adam's garden. If Adam met us in the afterlife, how well would we communicate? What English could a couple on the ball, never so much the souls of wit as now, our tongues turned into flame, our speech made into song, employ with one who found himself too clever?